Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio? Oh, the whole world going to lose their mind over this Kaepernick thing. We'll get to that upcoming. I think we have a great midway for you. Last night was a night, and this is, we all have kids on this show. Some are school age like me and Ramos. And then Jason's son is older, and Byer has a toddler. Is that what you, yeah, he's toddler age. Yeah. He said he has a toddler. So all of our ages are, but I don't think you have to be a parent.
The fourth.
You don't have to be a parent to be a human being. Right. So I'm not saying that if you don't have kids, you didn't feel last night, but if you have kids, it was just a really tough night. I'll take you back to when 2012, when Sandy Hook happened. I had lived in a town called Canton, Connecticut, and I could not be more effusive in my praise of that place. It is perfection. About 7,500 people. It's about 25 minutes from Hartford, about 25 minutes from Bristol, Some of it was rural. Some of it was very, very much like classic kind of residential colonials. Had just enough retail. Had a little bit of everything. And there was there's actually an elementary school, and then there was there's like two different levels of middle school, right? There was like one that was fifth and sixth, and one was seventh and eighth, and then a high school. So it was K through four, I believe, was Cherry Brook Elementary. And that's where my two daughters had gone, went to kindergarten and to first grade. And then we were moving to California. I moved to CBS. But we wanted them to have one more fall with their friends. And so we left on fall break in October. And when we came out, it was 2 weeks off, actually, the fall break in their new school. And the first week back, that's when Sandy Hook happened. And I mean, I can only imagine what parents of third and fourth graders are thinking and feeling today and will feel for a long time. Not even the ones who knew anybody or involved. You just, you want to rush to your school to pick them up every day and hold on to them as tight as you can. You know, you walk away from your school and you look around and you're like, man, I don't know about that security. You just start kind of questioning yourself. You look around, like every sense of trust of civilization kind of goes out the window. This is school. So then yesterday, one of my daughters, I have twin girls, are 16. I was driving her about 20 minutes away to a bass guitar lesson. And she said, "You heard about Texas?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, I did. What do you think?" And she's like, "People suck. Guns suck. Texas sucks." It's like, easy now. I was like, not all people suck. Texas doesn't always suck, but a lot of people do suck, and it's a terrible world. And she's like, where was I during Sandy Hook? And I said, you know, you're actually in the same grade as Sandy Hook. She's like, what was that like for you? I said, it was terrible. And we didn't even know anybody, but we had been in the same sort of town. Sandy Hook was about 50 to out an hour away. But a very similar kind of setup of a town to Canton, where we lived. And, you know, you take that, and then you had Steve Kerr's impassioned plea. And I thought his impassioned plea was very poignant. Obviously, he has a history, not just in terms of what he says about our government and about different things he believes in our government, but, of course, his dad was assassinated in Lebanon when he was just a college player. Here's Steve Kerr last night.
Since we left Shoot-Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly Black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
Me too, man. Me too. Right? You have to take a breath and take away the negative energy, the pain, the hurt, okay, or the defensiveness, right? That's a lot of it. It's not just the pain and the hurt. It's the defensiveness. There are people who believe that the Second Amendment clears us all to have firearms, especially if you're 18 years or older, the shooter was 18. There are people that have believed this and still believe it and believe that there are other factors in having it. Okay, but when they feel attacked, or your way of life is attacked, or your beliefs are attacked, you get defensive and you lash out. Right? So let's try and remove that. The idea that we would do nothing, and actually something has been done in Texas, and it's been done in other states as well, where you don't even have to have a license to carry a firearm. Like, are you kidding me? But the idea that we would do nothing, when this is quite obviously a massive problem, it's not bizarre. It makes you angry, as Steve Kerr is, or it just strikes you as incredibly dumb. Right? Incredibly dumb. you're going to have to tell me somewhere else in life where you have a problem that is this pronounced. And again, it's different than any other country on earth, right? We're not the most violent country. Like Brazil is very, very violent. But in terms of mass shootings, we're number one. So what is it? And maybe more importantly, how do we solve it? And it's like yesterday I offered up on social media that, like, again, I say this every year because it's just infuriating and it lines up really with Steve Kerr. If you have somebody who's representing you in Washington who refuses to do something, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I have some thoughts, okay, but do something. Offer up some kind of change, some sort of, hey, this is where we are. Let's admit there's a problem. Let's try and solve the problem. If you're not doing something, doing nothing, and you can't be surprised by the same thing happening over and over again. That's the definition of insanity. Trying the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Insane. Insane. So I've said that. But there's also this, like, I we're in such denial about our society. You know, I said video games. But like, well, you know, there's video games in every country. Not played to the level. The Call of Duties of this world are played, you know, so much more here than they are elsewhere. In addition, you have the Call of Duty, plus you have the access to guns. You know, and like one of the things that's troublesome is, like, you'll get these really popular, very realistic video games. And I'm not going to sit here and deny, like, that my son, we play video games. He just at 13 just started kind of playing Fortnite this year. And Fortnite is really tame in comparison to the CODs of the world, right? And don't even get started in Grand Theft Auto. I played Grand Theft Auto when I was in college. And I know what happens is people go like, well, you know, I play Grand Theft Auto and nothing happened to me. So you play Grand Theft Auto, nothing happened to you. Like, look, I can't tell you that Grand Theft Auto is the sole problem. But when we normalize shooting people, that we normalize violence. And look, I'll admit, I'm just as bad as anybody on social media. I see some of these clown fights in the stands and I tweet it out because I honestly, it's abhorrent behavior. And I tweet it out because it just makes these people look like complete idiots. But I'll also point out that they become like quasi stars and have, you know, 2 million, 3 million people watch these videos of two guys going at it or groups of people going at it. It's gross. The whole thing is gross. The alleged shooter had an AR-15, which it's not a hunting rifle. Doesn't belong in anybody's hands who's not military. I won't hear any otherwise. Okay. And if you want to tell me the Second Amendment, great. If you want to protect yourself against the tyrannical government, you're going to have to get some drone protection because the government wants to take you out. They got a lot better weapons than just even an AR-15 to take you out. We got to have some real discussions about this stuff. And I felt guilty watching the game last night. I thought the Warriors were lethargic. I thought even in the Mavericks celebration over winning, it wasn't the same. It's like, do I cheer? Do I not cheer? I was stuck on, do I watch the national news? Do I watch the local news? Do I watch, you know, some mindless reality TV? You had the This Is Us finale last night. Like, I struggle with it. Jay Stu, what were you watching last night? You can be honest if it was nothing or had nothing to do with sports.
Let's see. A little Dodgers and then Better Call Saul is what we're binging. And then I paid attention to the Mavs game as long as I could. And said, I'll just watch the highlights.
It was a hard watch because it was a blah. The game was not competitive at all. Beyer, what did you get a chance to catch up on last
night? Had the NBA game on, and then when that was done, the This Is Us series finale.
I did not watch the finale because I haven't kept up with This Is Us, but now I have a goal to catch up on This Is Us. It's an outstanding show. How was the finale?
I think that they did a really good job with it. I don't know if it's actually just, I think they did a really good job closing the series. A lot is usually weighted on that final episode, but I think of how they closed the series was very good. I think that the episodes leading up to the final ones were were really good. Okay. So it was not a disappointment last night, but I don't think it'll be one of those, this stands in the test of time of like one of the greatest final episodes, because I think they needed like two or three episodes to wrap it up, if that makes any sense.
It does. It does. Those things are hard, right? Tying up loose ends, explaining what happened, killing off people, like all of that. So like everybody wants complete closure on every character, and that's just very hard to do. It's fair. And some of it you have to leave open to imagination as well.
Sure.
John, obviously you have a really young one, as Byer does, and you have some that are school age. Plus, I'm not going to lie to you, like the last name of the shooter was Ramos as well. What was your household like?
Yeah, it was kind of hard. You know, you never want to have somebody with that type of connotation carry your last name as well. That's never a great thing. And of course, Lucas is a fourth grader.
Yeah.
He is that age. So it's never something that you want to think about. I know it's the reality of world sometimes. So you kind of have to be smart. And we did talk to Lucas and Sarah about this. The unified school district that we are in, not that any other unified school district does less, but they are really good about having consistent talk and emails about stuff like this, not just after yesterday, but just in the course of the school year. So, but you know, no matter how much you're prepared, are you really ever really, I mean, we went through earthquake drills 1,000 times when I was a kid, and are you ever really prepared for a massive earthquake sometimes? I'm not sure about that either. So, but it was hard. It was hard to talk to them and to look at your own kid who's that age of some of the children that passed away and to think like, wow, that's, you know, that's the same age as your child. So as a father, it was hard, and it will continue to be hard as your kids too, as Dan is a young child too. And Jason, whose son is a little bit older, but still a son. It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. You think of those families and how you get up out of bed this morning or any morning, you know? And then you had kids that survived, but like, how do they function? It was tough. And so a basketball game was played. It wasn't crazy competitive. The Warriors at least cut it to 8 late, but it was never really closer than that. Never really a contest. And it just feels like one that you just kind of chalk up and you go, okay, that was done. And now we get back and maybe in San Francisco, you play with back to return the joy and the energy. That was a strange one. That was one for the ages, but gosh, such a hard night and such one where I legitimately at times felt guilt. Like, should I be watching this? You know, I'm not going to tweet about this game because I just feel weird about it. But then I couldn't watch the news. Like, it's just too hard. Just too hard. Coming up next, we'll kind of try and lighten this thing up a little bit. What sports movie that hasn't been made would you like to see be made? That part of the Midway next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, we'll get to the midway in a second, but first, let's get you a little hockey. Every day, the Doug Gottlieb Show, during the Stanley Cup playoff, we present three story. One story may be true. Two story may not be true. We call the game the two lies, one cup. John Ramos, this is the true story now, okay, there? In the game 4, Edmonton scored 3 first period goal and never looked back in the Battle of Manitoba as the Oilers dropped the Flames 5-3.
Yeah, that wasn't it, John. Here, this is the real one, right? Listen carefully. In game 4, Edmonton scored 3 first period goals and never looked back in the Battle of Saskatchewan as the Oilers dropped the Flames 5-3.
I think it's turned into a geography bee here for John Ramos. In game 4, Edmonton scored 3 first period goals and never looked back in the Battle of Alberta as the Oilers dropped the Flames 5-3.
That would mean not the Google. You can't enter the Google.
When Final Jeopardy comes up and it says Canadian provinces, John, do you stick around for Final Jeopardy or do you leave the room? Because when it says like when it says Shakespeare, I'm like, I'm out.
Shakespeare. Where art thou?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's in a name, John? What's in a name?
I'm gonna say I wanna say Alberta is where Calgary is from, so I think that one's true. I think Alberta one is correct. I think that was Dan's, right?
Yes, okay. I had Alberta. Doug had Battle of Manitoba.
Right.
Jason had Battle of Saskatchewan. So was Jason's correct?
No,
no, it was not. So you're on the right track, John.
Okay.
It was it a ba or a ta to end with? Doug, yours was
no.
Yes, John, you got it right.
All right.
You know the battle. It was the Battle of Alberta. Edmonton against Calgary.
You know my home of province is, right?
you would be Quebec.
Quebec.
Yes.
Quebec.
Quebec with your French.
With the French Canadian. Okay. Do you know the other provinces in Canada?
I know a few of them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, go.
Well, there's British Columbia.
Okay, yeah, that's Vancouver.
Yes, there would be Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Alberta.
Yes, Regina, big space
yes.
there.
Yes. Real
fast. So Manitoba and Saskatchewan are provinces, just not where the Calgary, Alberta.
Correct.
Okay, got
correct.
It. Calgary yes. and Edmonton. I'm sorry.
Is this, by the way, is this a group effort or is this just a?
I have. I'm thinking of Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, PEI as they call it. Yep.
It is its own province.
Yep. Ontario.
Yes.
Then there's Nova Scotia.
Yes.
Yukon territories.
Yukon, yes.
Huskies.
Sorry. there is the Northwest Territories. That's the names. They have all yes. They have the British Columbia, the Alberta, the Saskatchewan, and then there's Nunavut, which I know Nunavut. That's like North Pole. That like goes North Pole. That like goes North Pole. So yeah, there is the 10 the provinces, the Canada, right? The from left to right, the British Columbia is on the west with Yukon above it, the Northwest Territories next to Yukon. Gonna go British Columbia, Alberta is Calgary, Saskatchewan, obviously Rough Riders. That's CFL, Manitoba, which is where Winnipeg is, Ontario, that's where Toronto is. The Quebec, that is where the Nordique, no, I'm just kidding, Nordique, but also Montreal is. Then you got New Brunswick. That's one we forgot. New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland, plus Nunavut is above
yes.
it. There you go.
And just for my own conscience, Doug, when we were talking about quarterbacks earlier, and we mentioned C.J. Leak, remember it was Chris Leak, the Florida quarterback.
C.J. Leak was Wake Forest?
You know, I can't remember. I thought there was like a West Coast connection as well, but Chris Leak was the Gators starting quarterback. But yeah, we got the C right. But Chris
CJ Leak was Tennessee.
Okay. Where was he from? Was he from California? Or,
no, they're brothers.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, CJ Leak went to Wake Forest, then to Tennessee.
Oh, that's what it was.
Are they related to the Mavericks Arena Leak?
Ah! Oh, look what he did there. Let's get to the Midway. Stuck in the middle
with you. It's time for Stuck in the Middle. The Midway.
We're hump day, middle of the week, middle of the show, middle of the day. Not really, but we got time now. So... Okay, I read this week an episode of Complex's Sneaker Shopping that actor Idris Elba revealed that he once approached Michael Jordan about potentially portraying him in a movie. So, we have a lot of great historic movies, right?
I'm okay. Not ready yet.
Were you serious?
I was dead serious.
Because you're competitive. I know you're super competitive.
It wasn't, you know, in my head, playing Jordan wouldn't be about playing the, you know, the basketball player. It's about the businessman.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He's a very astute businessman, really smart.
Definitely.
So that's where I was hitting. I was like, I'm going to play Jordan. I'm doing that.
And he was like,
I'm not ready for that story yet.
The Midway.
Okay, so tell me the sports story that has never been made into a movie that you would watch.
Okay.
I got a couple, but go.
I have one. I think I looked this up, too. I've only seen documentaries done about this player. I don't know why. I mean, he considerably is the greatest hockey player of all time. Wayne Gretzky. I would like to see a movie about the great one. Number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
Don't bet on it.
Why not?
No, because remember his wife was gambling.
Yeah. Right. Right. She was in The Flamingo Kid. They made a movie with her, but not with about Wayne Gretzky.
I think I'm interested in the part of the Wayne Gretzky movie when Dustin Johnson and his daughter come into it, right? And that's where the real salacious stuff is.
The
right?
Midway.
What were the details of that, Dan? What, like, they were kinky or something? Or what happened with his daughter?
They're married now.
Yeah, but there was something went on early on, I thought, that was particularly salacious. No?
There is a lot in Dustin Johnson's past that was interesting. One included a former LPGA golfer who thought that they were dating. And so she showed up at the tournament and was asked about it. And then Dustin had to fly home to like South Carolina, allegedly, to tell his girlfriend that the stories were not true, that he wasn't dating. So there was that story. I don't know if that's maybe what you were thinking of.
Yeah, I thought
the Midway.
That was with Natalie Gulbis.
Gretzky's daughter did some salacious pictures or something. Anyways, do you guys ever read the book Game of Shadows? It was like the book. It was kind of like, All the President's Men. It was like the investigative book about the steroids in the late 90s. The central figure was Barry Bonds and Balco, and the guy that took jail time for Bonds, and all that suspense and intrigue, and the fact that Bonds still really hasn't admitted it. I did a little research because I didn't want to pick a movie that had been like a bad B movie or something. And I guess Ron Shelton, who was the director of Tin Cup and Bull Durham, he bought the rights to the book, but never made the movie. So I want to see the movie Game of Shadows that basically shows Barry Bonds and how he got away with murder.
No.
That's the OJ story. How he got away with using steroids. Yeah.
I kind of have a two-parter to all of this because there's one story that we don't know about and we have no idea about. And do you remember PGA Tour player Anthony Kim? About a decade ago was one of the rising stars in golf.
Yeah, good interview too.
And then had some injuries and is now just completely disappeared. And one of the things in the world of golf is an Anthony Kim sighting. Like, where is Anthony Kim? But there is no information on what happened to Anthony Kim. So just to know about that story, I think would be interesting.
What about David? David Duval, kind of same thing, too.
Yeah, Kim is different, though. Like, Duval fell off. He had some injury problems, dealt with vertigo, dealt with a divorce, dealt with a lot of different stuff when he was number one. Duval also said that he took so much time in devoting himself to being number one in the world and winning a major. And then when he won, it did not fulfill, like it did not feel like how he thought it was going to feel. And that ended up falling off after he won the British Open in 2001.
So like rumor wise, what is there anything out there that's like particularly interesting as far as
Anthony
like,
Kim?
Yeah. What happened with Anthony?
Like what really happened?
Yeah. He's a rock star. There's some stuff, you know, that I think, yeah, he was it with when it comes to talent, but also, you know, lived the life, had a bunch of guys who I think they bought a house like in Dallas and the guys pad hang out. And but yeah, then just ended up disappearing. There was talk that there was like a, you know, he had a insurance policy where if he returned to play on the PGA Tour, he wouldn't be able to cash in. Yeah.
Right.
So there was that rumor. So I'm curious about that. But on the heels of the show that we saw on HBO of Winning Time with the Lakers,
yep.
I think the opportunity to do a show on the early 90s Dallas Cowboys.
That'd be great.
That I think would probably be about five times with what we saw with the Lakers in Showtime.
And so basically playmakers.
Yeah, I thought it could be, how about them Cowboys?
How about like, them Cowboys?
Coming to HBO, you know, fall of 2024.
And
you,
I love it.
And you know Jeff Perlman wrote that book. He wrote that book too. Yeah. Same author.
Did he?
Okay. So, yeah. So, I got a couple. I would love. Have you guys ever read Andre Agassi's autobiography?
Oh, yeah.
Great book. It's called Open. Love that made into a movie. Love that made into a movie. I'm not going to give the spoilers of it. If you haven't read it, I know it's like 20 years old. So what? Pick it up. Audiobook, whatever. You won't be able to put it down. It's fantastic. I would like to see a Lance Armstrong movie. I've seen the documentaries. I've seen all that. Like, there's this new rumor out there. Have you guys seen this? Where one of the investigators in France alleges that he actually had a little help motor in his bike. Have you guys ever seen the videos on this?
No.
There's like he occasionally reached under his seat while he's riding, and the. The hypothesis is that it was a little trigger for a little motor that was in that the air pump was made to look like.
Well, those hills are tough.
You think?
In the Tour de France, so, you know, what's wrong with a little help?
Armstrong not pedaling as he goes uphill. choosing to coast uphill.
Okay, so there's that. I'm sorry. I mean, who wouldn't want to do an OJ? I mean, there has to be an OJ one at some point, right?
I thought they did an American Crime Story on OJ.
Yeah, but it was
You want something more than that?
I also wanted to incorporate the career.
Okay,
and the chase.
Right.
and all of
ESPN
that stuff.
ESPN did that, like, before The Last Dance.
Right, but it was like a
documentary. You want more? You
know I want somebody to take a little like based on a true story. Type
you want Return of the Jedi? You forget about Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. You want the third one?
It's a great topic, actually. I'm glad you brought the Midway. Okay, the documentary, Tiger King, right? We all saw that during the shutdown, right? So Tiger King has been made into a movie, and there's not a whole lot of buzz to it. And I think the reason why is because we already know the story. Like, we saw 15 episodes that was very extensive and detailed. Why do we want to watch a two-hour movie? And that's a kind of a question that I had for you today, because I was going to think of doing the Oscar Pistorius movie after seeing the documentary. And then I'm thinking, the documentary is probably a lot better. It was really good. But it's a topic. Do you want to see the two-hour movie after you've seen the great documentary?
Not me.
Depends how long ago the documentary was, how well done it is. Like, you know, Denzel plays OJ. I'm watching that thing in a second. Right? Okay. Wouldn't you want one on the Patriots? Wouldn't you want a movie on the Patriots?
Yeah, if there's some real
Jason gives a yeah, I give a.
If there was some sort of like deflated footballs or things like that, or cheated in a Super Bowl by watching the other team practice, yeah. I'd definitely watch something like that.
Yeah, the very salacious stuff would be interesting. The dynamic between Brady and Belichick, and they had some dramatic moments. But a team just winning, that's not interesting. It's like, hey, what about movie on the Spurs?
There's plenty of other. I mean, Tom Brady's story would be amazing, right?
The Midway.
I think that there's been so many that it's like pieces done on certain stories that it's even just tough to find stuff that hasn't been done via like short documentary or long. I mean, there was so many 30 for 30s. I was even going back and thinking, like, all right, Brian Bosworth, would that be great to see? Well, there was a 30 for 30 about Brian Bosworth.
Oh, you know what? I think the NBA Network is doing a documentary on this, but it's fascinating. The Bison Dele story, well, that really hasn't
TNT.
Been told, has it?
No. People forget.
Yeah, don't. I saw the end of it. They still don't know really what happened.
On a boat, right?
Yeah.
We know what happened. We just don't know what happened, right?
No, we don't really know what happened, right?
Well, he died, right? We know that.
That the end, we think. Yeah. Did they find his body?
No.
No?
Okay, so we don't know.
Oh,
he
I didn't know
at
that.
Sea.
Okay.
He was lost at sea.
Yeah, there's another person with him as well.
Yeah, so who knows?
I love
who
those
has
pieces,
any idea?
An hour long, and then at the end, like, we don't know what happened. Well, what were these 59 minutes that I just sat here for? Like, are you kidding me?
Well, I mean,
it's
how
like
many?
Like those JonBenet Ramsey ones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, oh. And then they're like, but we still aren't sure.
Don't sure, right.
Like.
Well, I mean, the Dateline ones are easy. Oh, the husband. Oh, it's the wife. It's the boyfriend.
The Midway.
Remember that weirdo that admitted to it? And then they were like, a day later, like, yeah, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Gosh, the people are morons.
I mean, who admits, like,
right.
that's one. You want to talk about mental problems, mental health problems. If you admit to a crime, a heinous crime that you did not commit, like, and then what do you do when that guy comes in and you let him go? You just let him go back on the street? If you're crazy enough to admit and want the attention to admit to a murder of a child,
you might
how do you just cut that guy loose and put him on the street?
Yeah, we want that person walking among us.
No.
The Midway.
And that's the Midway. I mean, you could do Curt Schilling and the Bloody Sock. You could do the Warriors Comeback. Like, all these things could be great movies. You know, I would love to see George Mason when they lost in the Final Four, like that run with what that was like. Because remember, they were the first of those mid-majors to make it to the Final Four. Did Tom Brady do the unthinkable again?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matched all the cash back at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Buyer.
Representative Beyer.
Don Beyer.
Dan, what do you got?
Doug, the big news of the day in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick getting a workout with the Las Vegas Raiders today. He hasn't played in a game since the 2016 season. Was supposed to work out with the Seahawks in 2018. That workout got canceled, but he is getting a workout today.
Yeah, just remember, okay, it's a workout. The owner wanted it to happen. Derek Carr's the starter. I've heard, I saw one of their beat reporters say, oh, look, he could start.
Okay.
You know, if Derek Carr goes down, he could be a spot starter. Like, Okay, you have two other guys that could be spot starters. One that came with the coach from New England in Jared Stidham.
Okay.
So it's an uphill battle. He hadn't played football in a long time. Let's just see.
Right.
In other Raiders-related news, A judge in Las Vegas has ruled in favor of former head coach John Gruden, denying a claim by the NFL to dismiss Gruden's case against the league. The NFL is appealing this decision that was sent down today.
All rise.
That means you too, Goodell. But a win for John Gruden in having his case go to trial.
Roger that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Raiders are going all out. And that's part of the Kaepernick thing is I think a lot of this is just the NFL. That's what
How about a movie about Johnny Manziel? Now that that's popped
that
up.
That would be great.
Head. Yeah.
That would be great.
Just thinking about that. Deshaun Watson gave Anthony Weaver a Rolex for Weaver allowing Watson to wear number 4 for the Cleveland Browns.
So
what did the text say? Were you reading a text? Was that
I was reading a text. My son's getting his braces off next week or the following week. I don't know the dates.
Roger that.
June 6th, he's getting his braces off. So that's what, a week from Friday? Very excited. Very, very excited.
I got some other NFL news. Mm-hmm. Who cares about Deshaun Watson right now? Tom Brady hit a, and I'm using air quotes, hole in one while shooting some drone footage. Did you see this video? I am a little skeptical of this video, of it being real. Tom Brady hitting a shot. They were doing some drone recordings. The ball did not look like it was naturally going into the hole, or that it was even a natural ball that was going into the hole. The tee markers were set up. Steve Zabin made this point on Twitter, Zabe saying tee markers are in the middle of the fairway. But yeah, Tom Brady apparently getting a hole in one today while doing a, we'll call it a promotional shoot.
So you call BS?
I call BS.
I would agree. Because if you saw like the drone fly by right after the shot, there's just no way.
Yeah, and the way that the ball like just so quickly like ran into the hole just didn't seem like, yeah, I didn't necessarily.
Hasn't he been doing trick photography in his posts? Like, didn't he throw a ball into one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jugs machines.
Yes. Yeah, jugs machines. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, he also had the Kobe jumping over the car that one time, right? Remember that one?
Yes. Yep. Yeah,
he did not jump
that
over a car.
Finally, New York Daily News says the Nets are not willing to give Kyrie Irving a long-term contract extension.
Okay.
He's got a player option for next season.
That's, I mean, that's not a good.
That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
And that's really not a surprise, right? Again, this is, we heard the general manager. He basically talked about availability, playing for one another. And oh, yeah, by the way, you don't have to. You can still give him an offer, a contract extension at the end of next year. I like Boston tonight. They're playing in Miami. I do think they bounce back and get the wins. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network.